The first study of Australians with long-term COVID-19 symptoms has found up to 40% of patients can have signs of illness that linger for months. The study from Sydney's St Vincent's Hospital has found the most common symptoms are fatigue, breathlessness and chest pain. Alison Branley reports.
In early March, Ben Barnett caught COVID-19 from a colleague returned from the UK. But getting over the virus has been worse than the illness itself.
Various times of the day where my breathing is quite difficult, it's quite laboured. I can't walk more than a couple of minutes a day. I can't concentrate for more than an hour of work without feeling exhausted. The second symptom is a real persistence of chest pain, and that really feels like a sort of overweight baby constantly sitting on my chest. So I have a sort of constant feeling of almost constriction in my neck, almost as if someone's lightly got their hands around my neck.
He's one of many people in Australia and around the world dubbed long haulers, those feeling lingering symptoms after having COVID-19. Now the first Australian study of long haulers at Sydney's St Vincent's Hospital has found up to 40% of COVID cases can have lingering side effects. The study looked at 78 patients who developed COVID in about April and recorded their symptoms after 2 months and again at 4 months. Head of Infectious Diseases at the hospital is Professor Gail Matthews.
The question we're asking, and we don't know the answer yet, is whether in the people who still have some persistent symptoms down the track, whether they look different from an immune perspective from those who are fully recovered.
Professor Matthews says it's not just those who get very sick either. 35% of patients who were well enough to be treated at home also had lingering symptoms. The study also found a small link between those who'd experienced neurocognitive impairment, or so-called brain fog, and a loss of a sense of smell.
And that suggests that the neurocognitive impairment may not be because they were unwell and intubated, but that there may be some direct brain link.
Researchers hope the results will help authorities plan for how many COVID patients may need help long-term. Infectious Diseases physician at Austin Health, Dr. Patrick Charles, says the numbers of long haulers hitting the health system in the future could be high.
Given that we've had 26,000 or so cases, we're probably looking at hundreds of cases here in Australia, I would think. We can get things better, but it might take a while. We can gradually build up with maybe physiotherapy and other types of graded exercise programs to get people back to a more normal level of functioning again.
Fellow infectious diseases physician Dr. Jim Newcomb says authorities need to work harder to take a holistic approach to long haulers, including the mental health impacts of being sick long term.
Because it can affect every part of the body, it's really going to be something which needs a team approach, which is hard to get in the current Australian healthcare system.
10 months since becoming unwell, Ben Barnett is getting help, but his recovery is slow.
I don't have a sense of when I'm going to be recovered from this.
COVID-19 patient Ben Barnett, ending Alison Branley's report.